How you do one thing is how you do everything. This is something that we've been ingrained in the military since the beginning, since basic, since boot camp. And some things that I hope to instill in you as well. Now, I'm not perfect, and I have opportunities to improve on this as well. But how we make our bed in the morning is everything. How we comb our hair, how we brush our teeth, how we feed our bodies, how we feed our minds, is how we do everything. Show me a person's room, and I can show you their results. Is their workplace messy? Clothes on the floor? Beds not made? I could probably take a good guess and be pretty accurate that they're not doing well in school. Their body's probably not in the best shape. Vice versa. Show me somebody that is maybe overweight, looks disheveled, is wearing pajama pants, looks like they just woke up. Show me that person out in public, and I can probably come to a pretty good, accurate description of what their home looks like or what the results are in any aspect of life, physical, financial, emotional, relationships. So how you do one thing is how you do everything. And that's why I preach. What do I say when we wake up in the morning? It's time to get up, get dressed, make our beds, brush our teeth, comb our hair, pick up our floor. You do those things, you're already won the day. Because no matter what happens throughout that day, you come back home, you come back to a clean room, a bed that's made, and an organized workspace. Now imagine if you come back to, you have a terrible day and you come back home to a dirty house, a dirty room, a bed that's still not made from the night before, clothes on the ground. Are you going to feel good about that, or are you going to feel not so good? Are you going to continue to spiral because of that environment? Now, it's hard to hear. It's, you know, when we live in an environment in society that tells us that everybody's special, that how you do things are okay, that you can be overweight and out of shape, and that that's okay. Ultimately, that's not okay. And we know it. We see it. Depression's at an all-time high. Loneliness is at an all-time high. And why is that? First, we have to look in the mirror. How are we taking care of ourselves? Are we feeding our mind and our body with positive, good things? Or are we consuming the things that are easy, that don't give us nourishment, that are just junk for our mind and our body? Junk foods, fast food, processed foods, junk social media, YouTube, clickbait, video games. Show me how you spend your time, and I can show you what your results are as well. If you want to be a top athlete, top student, I can guarantee those top athletes or students in any area spend more time working on their craft than they do on mindless activities. And that goes for any profession. Entrepreneurs, athletes, musicians, artists. Now it's okay to relax from time to time. We need that ability to shut our brain down sometimes, especially high achievers. High achievers are never satisfied, so it's sometimes hard to turn the brain off. But if you're constantly numbing yourself through food, social media, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, video games, and then junk food on top of that, chips, sodas, processed foods, fast foods, your life and your results aren't going to be where you want them to be. And I wouldn't be your parent or your friend if I just let that stuff slide. So there's going to be times where I'm going to say no. You're not going to have the best things that money can buy. You're not going to have the newest iPhones. You're not going to have the newest shoes, the newest gadgets, the newest video games. And I'm going to question you on those things when you come to me. Why do you want this? What value is this adding to your life? How is this going to help you in your goals that you're pursuing? And I do these things because I'm looking out for what the best things for you. I see society, I see the results of what's happening right now, and I don't want you to fall into that, those stats. Overweight, depressed, chronic anxiety, can't focus, no results, isolated. And that's hard. That's really hard. That's hard as a parent to say no. And we've had these conversations before. I've told you this face to face and maybe hearing it another time, or somebody out there is listening to this might need to hear it. But as parents, we tell you no because we have your best interest in mind. I could be your best friend and say yes to everything, get you everything you want. But that would only set you up for failure later on down the road. Life is hard. Life is tough. I try and make it easier on you by giving the things that you need and teaching you the lessons that you need to learn. But I'm also going to be realistic with you. I want you to succeed far beyond these short 18 years I have you in my house. My goal as a parent is to prepare you for this world, and this world is vicious. It's not easy. Those that take the easy route are the most miserable. Those that just do what they are told to do and expect to get everything that they need are unhappy. I can guarantee that. It's the ones that are willing to say no, the ones that are willing to put in the extra time and effort into the things that they're passionate about, to write down goals and pursue those goals, to surround themselves with like-minded individuals that are pursuing higher passions and purposes. They're spending their time outside of the video games and the social media. They're filling their mind and their body with good food and good thoughts. Those are the ones that are going to be successful and the happiest. No matter how you define success in life, only you can determine what's going to make you successful. I could give you ideas and thoughts. You know, some people think money. I don't necessarily think money is success. I think the ability to have the time and the freedom to choose and do the things that you want to do is success. Not having to live paycheck to paycheck. Not having to be dependent on somebody else for your livelihood. To make your own way. To have the freedom of choice to do what you want to do. To me, those things are successful. You don't have to have a lot of money to do that. You have to live within your means, which a lot of people don't do. And that'll be another episode I talk about. As you move into getting a job and saving and understanding finances. So as you go throughout this life, it's the little things that matter the most. Sometimes that means, you know, going to bed earlier, getting a good night's rest, hydrating, eating the right foods before sports and practice, getting outside even when nobody tells you to, making your bed every morning, brushing your teeth even though nobody's telling you to do that. Because how you do those things will determine how you do everything. If you can instill these habits early on and make them just part of your life, as a teenager, as a young adult, your life will be so much easier and more fruitful than those that have to constantly be told to do things. I'm a creature of habit, and I know repetition builds habit. So I say these things to you every morning to get you into a habit and routine, so one day, hopefully, that you'll do it without me. And I can start to see it. I see it already. that you're starting to put some of these things together, and it carries over in how you dress and your appearance when you step outside the doors, how you conduct yourself in public, how you interact with other people. I can see the maturity starting to come through. And frankly, that's not something that we see a lot of in society and young people now. So I'll keep reiterating that on these podcasts. I'll keep sharing those thoughts in hopes that I can help you become successful in your own eyes quicker than maybe I have. So I'm proud of you. I see these things in you now starting to take hold. Continue to climb, continue to build, continue to get better each day. And let me know if you have any questions.